Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I've studied their attack profile and what they're doing at every angle to bring down civilization, cutting off the energy, dissolving the borders, creating race war. Their next moves will be cyber attacks and power outages.
Globalists are going to cut our power off and say the Russians did it. It might be, hackers took down a part of the power grid.
How many times have I said they're going to blow the power grid up and say Trump supporters did it?
Well, tonight, the nation's intelligence agencies are warning of cyber threats from Russia and are urging U.S. critical infrastructure defenses to be reinforced.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists.
It wouldn't take much to throw the entire country into darkness.
You've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right-wingers.
Specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump.
What do you mean by semi-fascist?
You know what I mean.
Fascist pro-Trump paramilitary groups.
And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday. You know, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's calling for insurrection. January 6, 2.0.
Threats of violence from homegrown extremists are growing in the wake of the insurrectionist attack on the Capitol January 6th.
And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up.
The grid is a sprawling target. There are actually three in the U.S., the Eastern, Western, and Texas has its own. Should a transformer explode, the system is designed to trigger a localized grid-preserving blackout. But if several sections of the grid go down at the same time, the shutdowns can cascade like dominoes.
There's very few number of substations you need to take out in the entire United States to knock out the entire grid.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen as a small disturbance in comparison.
Growing concerns over white supremacy in America as President Biden issues this new warning about the threat that it poses.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
This is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
We are tomorrow's news today. The political combine that seized control of this nation criminally is in full panic mode. And is already in the process of framing the loyal, patriotic American resistance as white supremacist terrorists. That's the bottom line. And we're here to talk about not just what was happening in the past or what's currently happening, but what's happening in the future. It's good to be back in the broadcast chair. Good to broadcast last night with Kent and, of course, Dr. Mikovits, Kent Heckenlively, and Dr. Judy Mikovits. And today we're going to have the great Drew Hernandez, one of my favorite reporters, on the third hour. We're having to censor the video he sent us because it's so brutal of the, quote, gay pride event in Tempe, Arizona. We got other ones around the country that finally the news is actually showing but saying it's good. People peeing on each other, defecating, beating each other with bullwhips. But even though national news is going to show this, we're going to blur it out because we're not going to put this type of crap out. And, of course, people take their children to this as part of the religious services of corrupting and destroying their minds. This is what the country's turned into. But remember, Gillette and others run ads at the Super Bowl, what, 3 years running, where if a guy sees a girl at the mall and says, hey, how are you doing? Can we buy you a coffee? A guy steps in and goes, whoa, that's rape. Talking to a woman's rape. Now, shaking your penis in a five-year-old's face, that's liberal. Men don't talk to women, that's evil. The pedophiles, your children need to be handed over to them immediately. We got a big broadcast lineup today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's indictment watch. President Trump's lawyers are meeting with the Justice Department. The word is indictments could be imminent, but to make it look bipartisan and fair, they're going to be indicting Hunter Biden, maybe even on the same day that President Trump is indicted. That is the word. That's the latest intel. This is very politically charged. The deep state could change its mind any minute, but right now the decision's being made to plunge this country into potential civil war. Also, the power structure is panicking. Big Washington Post article. It's up on InfoWars.com. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., test the conspiratorial appetite of the Dems. In many polls, he's only 5 points behind Biden, and in other polls, he's dead heat with Biden. And in a few polls, he's ahead of Biden. Unprecedented. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not testing the conspiratorial appetite. He knows Democrats have woken up in droves. He knows the Democrats know the CIA helped ship in the drugs. He knows that the average Democrat is sick of the establishment and doesn't like drag queen pedophile time. He knows the average Democrat didn't like lockdowns or the poison shots as well. And that's why he's so incredibly popular, because we're not just making inroads in the Republican Party with Trump. We're making inroads of common sense and sanity with Kennedy. Kennedy's come out and said the carbon tax is an Enron scam developed with Enron and the Clintons back in the 90s for total control to make us poor and track everything we do. He's come out and said the borders can't be wide open, that they're using the giant migrant waves they created with lockdowns to create a permanent underclass that the deep state controls. Bingo. He's coming out on every front exposing the new world order. Robert F. Kennedy tests the conspiratorial appetite of Democrats. One of the most famous living descendants of the most famous American political dynasty shows early strength against Biden in polls. They are scared. Very, very scared right now. And I can tell you that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is 100% the real McCoy. I can describe some of his policies, but his father and his uncle were murdered by the deep state. And he has continued to attack all their major operations. Now, we can say the jury's still out on Elon Musk, but he's definitely turning the right direction, like turning a big ship around. Is he 180 degrees different than what he used to be? No. But I'd say he's about 90 degrees from where he used to be. The ship has made a turn halfway going in the right direction. And look at the 50-plus percent drop. Some estimates are 59% drop in revenue at Twitter since he bought it, with the entire deep state piling on to destroy Elon Musk right now with criminal investigations open. That's what I look at. Is Elon Musk for real? Is he joining us? Well, they just pulled all his money, and they're coming after him with indictments. Yeah, he's definitely pissed him off. He's definitely made a break with him. It's not fake. Kennedy's not fake, for sure. Musk was with them before, but is now turning against him because he at least is an opportunist at worst. At best, he's woken up completely, which is the right thing to do. I mean, once you wake up and fight evil, it's addicting. Why would you want to be on the wrong team? I mean, to me, it's so easy, like, to just join God and freedom and justice and just tell the truth, and you feel so good, and you're so strong, and your discernment's amazing, and you're with the people, and you're with your ancestors, and you're doing the right thing, you're pro-human. But they're coming after Musk from every angle right now, and it's not a fake attacks. It's real. So put a feather in his cap right there. You'll know a man by his enemies. Twitter U.S. ad sales plunged 59% as woes continue. And he even does stuff like bring in the token WEF person to try to get the money. That's out of desperation. But I can tell you, the censorship on Twitter is gone, I'd say, by 95%. And if the token individual Alex Jones has to remain banned, that's a bridge too far for Musk. I actually understand it. He's got to be able to get the company righted first before he can do the right thing. And it's bigger than Alex Jones. It's about showing an open, free platform compared to the others that explodes, which it is exploding in users, to then show how the other big platforms are totally controlled and then how intelligence agencies run them and how they're surveilling and spying on people. I mean, I just cannot sit here and attack Elon Musk when he's turned things around so much. I really respect David Icke. I've asked him to come on and talk about Musk. I think he's right that Musk is for brain chips and driverless cars and, you know, all this other crazy New World Order stuff, the low Earth satellites. I agree. I didn't like Musk. And I still don't trust him. But they're really trying to destroy him right now. So what does David Icke think is really going on? I want David Icke on. I really want him on the show, because I respect him, and I thought he was wrong in the past, and he almost always turns out to be right. But then, so what should we do? Just let Soros and others shut down Twitter so it's 100% controlled? I mean, maybe Musk's long game is to look like a patriot, but screw us in the end. Okay, well, when he turns against us, we'll go after him then. My whole point isn't the enemy of my enemy my friend? The old Arabic saying? Maybe we should open the phones up about Musk and ask that question. In fact, let's do that today. Who do you like the best, or who do you think's the worst? Trump, Elon Musk, or Robert Kennedy Jr.? Who do you think's for real? Who do you think's not for real? What are your issues with the three men? My instincts tell me Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is 100% real. Real in his mistakes as well. Real in policies that are wrong. But I see him breaking with all the leftist policies. He's the real environmentalist for 40, 50 years, the real guy that got so much done, like cleaning up toxic waste and things like that are real. He says the modern environmental movement is a giant power grab by the World Economic Forum and Prince Charles to enslave humanity. Totally true. You don't say that unless you're a good guy. He's come out against the open borders. He's not up there harping on gun control. Now he's saying psychotropics cause most of the mass shootings, and they're the issues, not the guns. I mean, he's literally... If Musk has turned 90 degrees away from evil, I would say Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has turned 170 degrees away. He's got 10% to go, and he's Alex Jones. And they'll run that headline. Oh, Jones says Robert F. Kennedy's almost like him. Well, I'm populist. I'm pro-freedom. I'm pro-common sense. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-self-defense. I mean, anything we really stand for, you sit back and look at, it's common sense, people. So it's not like you're becoming Alex Jones. You're becoming an American again. Yes, my political worldview, what I said was going to happened, because I study the actual real controllers. I don't follow the rabbit trails of distractions and diversions. Yes, the whole world's Alex Jones now, because the whole world wants freedom. But it's not my dogma. It's that I see what's happening. And once you get in my perspective and take the blinders off, you see it too. We all see the same thing once we take the blinders off. That's the experience here that's taking place. You're not being brainwashed by a cult how to see the world. Two men can have a baby. We're saying XY chromosomes, two men can have a baby. We're saying fentanyl will kill you, don't take it. We're saying open borders are designed to destroy our sovereignty. This is reality-based information. It's not hard. All you're doing is putting the sunglasses on and like they live. That's all. And does Rowdy Piper have to get in a big fight with the black construction worker? And both of them get their ass kicked in the process? It's a ridiculous battle that shouldn't have happened. But finally, when he makes him put the sunglasses on, he goes, oh, my God, I wish I'd have just listened and put them on. Hey, just look at it from our perspective. Study the New World Order. Don't listen to the New York Times saying, don't ask questions, don't do your own research. Those are real quotes. Cult leaders tell you don't ask questions. Cult leaders tell you you've got to follow what they say. We're not promoting a cult. We're promoting freedom. In fact, we're promoting anything. We're promoting the cult of free will and the cult of humanity in our future designed by God. The cult of freedom. I guess we are a cult. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. A lot better of the cult of slavery.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Well, things are really heating up. Jack Dorsey, the former founder and CEO of Twitter, has endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president. And today at 2 p.m. Eastern, we're going to cover it live. Elon Musk to host Democrat presidential candidate RFK Jr. on Twitter Space. And then later that hour, Drew Hernandez will be joining us. I also want to give the toll-free number out and take your calls on that major subject I raised. I want to get your take on it, and you're welcome to bring up any other topic you like. But I want to hear from listeners or to first-time callers specifically on who do you like best, just as an anti-globalist, who do you trust, who do you not trust? Trump, RFK Jr., Elon Musk, we can throw DeSantis into the mix, though DeSantis has faded quite a bit. I still like a lot of what DeSantis is saying and doing, but taking on Trump, especially after they indicted Trump, just isn't going to work. That's a larger question. Why did they indict Trump knowing it was supercharging? Well, because they can't help themselves. So it's all coming up today. We've got a lot of military news. We've got a lot of economic news, power supply news. Also, Hillary Clinton gave over $300,000 to an extremist group who destroys art in protest of climate change and slashes tires. But does she go to prison? Absolutely not. We've got so much to cover. You can't make this up. Ungrateful illegal aliens stage protest at Budget Hotel in London, demand private rooms, better Wi-Fi, and more financial assistance. Same thing's now happening in New York. Climate activists are trying to fire Toyota's chairman for questioning their EV obsession when he points out that EVs use more carbon than gasoline vehicles. But again, it's not about saving the earth. Carbon's not bad. It's about getting rid of fuel. And then having a bridge to nowhere. That's all coming up today. Also, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs bill banning medical transition of children. And the left has gone completely insane. We'll be covering that. And I'll give the toll-free number out here in a moment so you can start your engines for first-time callers. But I want your take on Musk, Trump, RFK Jr., and Ron DeSantis. But I can tell you, for people out there that think everything's controlled, it's not. When something comes out of the CFR or the UN, or you see something on CNN or ABC, that's controlled. But as the old globalist system falls apart, there are going to be a lot of groups that break with it. Doesn't mean they're good in every case either. Communist China was set up by the New World Order, by the Anglo-American establishment. It double-crossed them starting about 9 years ago. Now there's a major split happening. Doesn't mean China doesn't still have spies here. Doesn't mean there isn't an incestuous relationship, but the honeymoon's over. Russia is not controlled by the globalists. Doesn't mean Russia's good either, but it's its own power block. And Trump saw the New World Order failing and came in to basically try to take it over. Would he have been good if he was able to get into full control? I don't know. He went along with warp speed. Don't like that. Did a lot of other good stuff by getting rid of Roe v. Wade. It's complex, but I know I'm for real, and I know our listeners are for real, and I know we want liberty and freedom, and I know we've changed the world, and I know I'm not for sale, and I know that I'm the master of my own destiny. God is my North Star, leads, guides, and directs me, but I know that I'm for real. I know I've never backed down or sold out, and I know many other people that are for real as well, like Mickey Willis and Dell Bigtree, who did a great job this weekend with the premiere of Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening. And I know you're for real, so that's what I want you to know, that there's not just evil in this universe. there's good as well, and that's what we represent. Imperfect as we are, still, we love God, we love justice, we love freedom, we love life, we love our children, and we love having a pro-human future. So, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, on this live Monday, June 5th, 2023 broadcast. Now, let me spend a few minutes on this. You have 48 hours to get our best-selling triiodine product, X3, for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You notice X2 has been sold out for 7, 8, 9 months. The manufacturing process is so hard with X2 that it was supposed to be here 4 months ago. It's not here. I don't know when X2 is coming. It's pure deep earth crystal iodine. This has deep earth crystal iodine in it as well, but we add two other types because it helps some people with better absorption. But all three good types are in X3. And on average, X3 is just as popular as X2. X3, though, we got a limited supply, is going to sell out very soon. So, Wednesday, it'll go back to regular price. If you want X3, get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. It has the atomic iodine, and then it has the other two types of iodine as well, potassium iodine and sodium iodine, along with the pure atomic iodine. I was talking to chemists and scientists 5 years ago, and they said, you know, some people cannot absorb pure iodine. Most people cannot absorb bound iodine. But this has all three types of what is seen as the good types together in a synergistic. If you want X3, it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. We're going to have to end the sale on Ultimate Krill Oil as well because it's running low. Ultimate Fish Oil is not super low yet, but it's going to end as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I had accounting meetings last Friday. And, again, we are right on the edge of the red. Free Speech Systems is going to have its bankruptcy plan approved in the next 2 months. The judge has basically said that. If we can prove that we're going to be profitable and go forward, but we're barely profitable. So the only way free speech gets shut down right now is, in this organization, is if you don't buy the products. So these are great products you need. They do amazing things, and they fund this historic broadcast. It's got its most important work to do in the future. We've already achieved so much together, but it really is up to you. You need high-quality water filtration. You need high-quality air filtration. You need X3. You need, if you want 10 hours of clean energy, amazing nootropic energy, Turbo Force, Brain Force, Brain Force Ultra. You need Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You need to experience full-spectrum CBD oil, the highest quality, the highest rated, at over 50% off what leading competitors sell it for. We have the best products. We have great films and great books and two limited-edition T-shirts that when they're gone, they're gone. Alex Jones for president and Trump political prisoner. We have a new shirt about to be announced next week. So if you want to get those limited edition shirts, they're there. But just please take action. I want to thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. But the future of this broadcast is in your hands. And again, we've got so much important projects and new work coming up. And I don't want to just be barely surviving. I want to have more funds like we used to have so that our reporters can be at the border and be at Bilderberg and be at the RNC and be at the DNC and be at the riots and be at all the big events, which we're starting to do again. I've got 5 or 6 reporters I want to hire right now who are willing to come on for peanuts. But we don't have the money, much less to send them out. But if you'll just take action, and if a larger percentage of you will decide to get great products ready to ship to your door right now and take action in the revolution, get great products, we'll fund this operation to 360 Win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. But regardless, you owe it to yourself to experience Ultimate Grill Oil. You owe it to yourself to experience X3 now, about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Imagine being a deep state operative, makes a couple $100,000 a year, even high level, working against your own interests, knowing you're destroying the country and the world, knowing you're literally going along with a system that's geoengineering the planet to collapse the atmosphere, that's shipping in fentanyl, that's dissolving borders, that's creating systems of pedophilia, that's promoting inflation and crime and destruction, and literally destroying your own future, but you do it because it's the only job you've got, and you hope you come out on top. And then imagine seeing great candidates like RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. Both of them aren't perfect, but they are promoting humanity and prosperity. And then actively working to suppress those candidates. And looking at the crypt keeper nature of Pelosi and Feinstein and Biden falling down literally and figuratively every day. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey endorses Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 2024 presidential race. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey on Sunday officially endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president, saying he was the best Democratic candidate who had a shot at beating Republican rivals Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. The endorsement came in a Twitter post from Dorsey, who shared a clip of Fox News' Harris Faulkner interviewing Kennedy titled, "Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argues he can beat Trump and DeSantis in 2024. I'm going to play that clip coming up next segment. "He can, he will," Dorsey commented. A Twitter user asked Dorsey whether he was endorsing Kennedy or just predicting. "Both," Dorsey replied. Another user commented that the DNC would never allow Kennedy to become the Democrat nominee. "True, but they seem to be more irrelevant by the day," Dorsey said. You know, I was told by some pretty high-level people when I was banned on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Apple, and literally hundreds of other systems, even small systems, Roku, the list goes on and on, LinkedIn, that, hey, Jack Dorsey's actually on your side, and if you'll just quote, you know, lay low and not be too provocative, he's going to leave you on Twitter. Now, that's a load of crap, and I went and protested him in Washington, got in his face, and then they banned me that next day, or I guess that afternoon. But then I was talking to a very well-known talk show host, as well-known as it gets, and he showed me on his phone at dinner. He goes, "Look, here's Jack Dorsey talking about you, saying Alex Jones is always right, and he really knows what's going on, and I can't wait till this all breaks out, and the system becomes totally irrelevant. But right now it's too dangerous to buck them, but hopefully, you know, the awakening accelerates." And so I was like, wow, Jack Dorsey really is a listener and really was trying to fight within the system. I mean, I read the text message. But I still say, well, maybe he's playing both sides, and maybe he is. But now look at this with the endorsement of Robert Kennedy Jr., who literally comes out and says the border shouldn't be wide open. It's a plan to collapse the U.S. with a permanent underclass. That the carbon taxes and modern environmentalism is a criminal, multinational banking cartel takeover to enslave us and track everything we do. Totally true with the ESGs. And, oh, no, it's not the guns we should take. It's the drugs the kids are on that every shooter is on. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Prozac drugs. I mean, just bingo, 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 bingo. Arrest Fauci. Arrest Bill Gates. He has directly got a death wish like his father and uncle had. And they may, history repeats itself, they may kill Trump and RFK or Elon Musk or all three of them in the next couple of years. And then you'll know how real they are. I'm not fully saying Elon's for real, but Trump is for real with his faults. RFK is for real with his faults. And Elon, I believe, has looked at the tea leaves and has decided to throw his lot in with us. I mean, because he's doing things that are irrevocable to the New World Order. When he got up 3 months ago at the World Government Summit in Dubai and said, "Your world government's evil and dangerous and bad, and we should stop it, and you're bad, and you're attacking free will. We shouldn't have one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them." And then he comes out with all this other stuff. And you say, well, his brain chip killed some monkeys and he wants to brain chip us. I'm not. If you've been in a car wreck and have epilepsy and you get a brain chip to heal you, that's great. I'm not against technology. What I'm against is them trying to make us have it to live and buy and sell. Or to say in the future, oh, you know, to sign up for this college, you got to have this chip. Or to sign up for college, you got to have this shot. Elon is against all of that. And I'm not saying I trust him or endorse him. And I don't even like 5G. He's pushing that. But that's because all the other stuff works and isn't as bad as 5G biologically. But I'll tell you this, I'd love to be able to live in the middle of nowhere and have Starlink. So I mean, you can be in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the, I mean, anywhere, and just do your show. I mean, so let's not lie about us not wanting these innovations. We want innovations. We want them to serve us, not serve the New World Order. And Musk is exposing how these innovations are being set up to control us. So more and more, he's doing the right thing, and I'm only going to encourage him while he's doing that. It's that simple. All right, I want to start going to your phone calls. There's so much news I haven't even dug into yet. Let me get to the calls next segment. Let me go ahead and hit some of the energy news. You know, I got up this morning and I saw the combined efforts on Yahoo, AP, Reuters, Drudge, everywhere. The big push is, isn't it terrible? The Saudi Arabians are screwing us. The Saudi Arabians are going to raise gas prices because the Saudi Arabians are cutting oil production a million barrels a day, which sounds like a lot. It's not coming up in July. Here's the headline right here. So, who cut off the Keystone Pipeline that was going to deliver more than a million barrels a day to be refined on the Texas-Louisiana border in the Houston-Shreveport refinery kingdom in Texas City and all the rest of it? Who cut that off? Oh, Biden. Who cut off the offshore drilling? Oh, Biden. Who killed all the new permits? Biden. Who killed... He goes on and on. Biden, 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 Biden. So I'm not here to worship the Saudi Arabians. In fact, it came out again last week that they are financing the green movement to shut off our drilling here. Came out yesterday, the Russians spent $80 million over several years in Europe to finance not having oil drilling in Europe. Yeah, it's the big oil companies, including ExxonMobil, Texaco, BP, that are the main funders of the environmental movement, look it up, to shut down all the small and medium-sized companies. They want a monopoly. They're behind the EVs as well. So people have to start understanding how this really works. Saudi Arabia is slashing oil supply. It could mean higher gas prices for U.S. drivers. And they go on to say, oh, the crown prince is a bad guy, and he's screwing us. Well, they're the ones that have undermined oil production and caused oil prices to just go down to a point where they can't even get the money to explore and get the oil. And so they're saying we're going to protect the oil market by cutting production. And there's two ways to handle supply and demand. When the demand goes down because of them artificially suppressing it, you cut production so there's less of it, so the price goes up. That's 101 economics. So, is Saudi Arabia to blame? Yes, they're to blame. But more to blame is the criminals that run our government. Why don't they want us to be energy independent? Why don't they want us to be a net exporter and the world's biggest exporter like we were just 3 years ago? Now we're not. Why are they sabotaging us? Because the globalists can make deals with Saudi Arabia and get a cut of it. But when some medium-sized Texas oil company, say worth $1 billion, that has, say, 5,000 employees, that's actually drilling wells, exploring it, getting it. There's hundreds of companies that are $100 million, $500 million, $1 billion that make up a big part of the oil industry in America. But we're one of the only places in the world that have an independent oil and gas industry. And this is all about shutting that down. We should have thousands of meat packers. Now we got three companies that do it. Farmers make no money. The ranchers make no money, but the meat packers make it all. It's a scam.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Came up with it. You can't con an honest man. And dealing with these globalists attacking us over the years, they just cannot believe we're not crooks like them. And to watch them beat their head against the walls, to watch them do all the things they've done to us behind the scenes that I never even get into for a lot of reasons, is comical. They've had the FBI, they've had the CIA, they've had private security agencies out of New York, all over Austin, Texas for 5-6 years, trying to make something up about me and trying to infiltrate us and trying to set us up when we are completely straight-laced. Everything we say is above board. What you see is what you got, and they just can't deal with it. They just don't know how to... Look, we're not scum like you. Comprende? We built this country. People like us. We went to sleep and scum like you took over. And the criminals think if they can extinguish the good men and women, they're going to be safe to rule. No. You would destroy things completely. And the public and the world is waking up to that right now. I want to go to your phone calls on the big subject that I raised, but I mean, it really just comes down to this. There's a quote in Mickey Willis's new film that Dr. Martin has at the end, and it's, I actually want to find that clip. Will you guys go into the Great Awakening film, and it's one of the last things said there. And he says, to paraphrase, I want you to go out, plant your feet on the ground, not concrete, not asphalt, but get grounded. That's what it's called, grounding. And get grounded to the earth with the electromagnetic pulse that comes through the earth, the same one that guides the geese and all the rest of it, the butterflies, with the magnetic cones in their brain. He doesn't say that, but that's where he's going with it. Get grounded on the earth. And then think about the universe that conspired to give you life and consciousness, and feel that timeless power that completely overwrites the New World Order and all their control and all their wanting to play God. They're not. We are in a timeless, endless universe. We have all these incredible ancestors, thousands and thousands of people back, connected to us energetically. If you had an ancestor 10,000 years ago that had your next line of ancestors, there is a genetic connection and a touch from each person to the next, an unbroken chain, electrochemically, genetically, spiritually, to that person, and all the way back before that. And our species fought for freedom and justice and liberty and beauty and creativity and free will, and we're not going to throw it away for Zuckerberg's metaverse or Bill Gates' New World Order. They're there to challenge us and make us stand up and be who we were really designed to be. And that's the process we're in right now. So yes, go stand on the grass, stand on that hillside, or stand in that creek, or stand in that desert sand, but ground yourself to the earth that God made. And realize you're part of that, and you're timeless, and you're part of the universe, and the New World Order doesn't have any jurisdiction over you. And it's time to say, I reject the New World Order. So the film, The Great Awakening, is up on InfoWars.com in full. We'll have it re-added to the live show feed under us. It's about an hour and 45 minutes long. It's on band.video. And if you just simply hit play and go towards the last few minutes, right before the trailer, I mean, right before the credits, it's just right there. We have it in the computer as well. And hopefully we'll have that at the start of the next hour. We'll play a few minutes of that. All right, so I asked the question earlier. Do you think Elon's a good or bad person? Do you think Trump's a good or bad person? What do you think of RFK Jr.? What do you think of DeSantis? We can't put all our eggs in one basket. We certainly can't just hope these men save us. But all four of them have the power structure at one level or another coming after them. And then the enemy's champion is the moron Joe Biden and the idiot Kamala Harris. And then their American psycho clone, Gavin Newsom. I mean, that's who's batting for the other side. What's your take on these people? Let's go to Bob in Texas on Elon and RFK. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You're my brother from another mother. I love you.
Love you, too.
Listen, back in 1981, somebody left a spotlight newspaper at the post office, and I picked it up and read it. It really got me going. And I started scouring the newspapers every day for information about what was going on. And then I started listening to your program, and I don't have to scour the newspapers anymore. You got all the information that's out there. You are on target. You're the man.
Well, brother, you're the man. I mean, we all just want freedom. We're promoting basic liberty. But, I mean, what do you think of Elon versus RFK versus Trump?
All right. Donald Trump, I just go back and forth about him. I just don't know what to think. Elon Musk, I like Elon Musk a lot. He's a genius. He's a brilliant whatever. He's wonderful to have out there. But he would be my long shot for Antichrist if I was putting a bet at Vegas. Robert Kennedy, I got the best feeling about him and all. I mean, didn't they kill not only his dad, his uncle, but also his cousin in the airline crash, airplane?
Oh, exactly. The Democratic Party was really scared of them, and so they now stole the name of the Kennedys, but have been busy demonizing and killing the real ones, and the other Kennedys are just hostages.
Yep, I got the best feeling about Robert Kennedy. I really got in my heart for him. I really do. I hope that he can do something with the Democrats and shake them up because they need to be shook up. Now, I got one comment I want to make, Alex, that I've never heard anywhere before. It's about the pullout in Afghanistan. Remember George W. Bush gave $40 million to the Taliban because they reduced the poppy fields. And then after we got in, within 5 years, there was more production of poppies than ever before in Afghanistan. When we pulled out and left all that equipment and everything there, did we make a deal? Who's overseeing the poppy fields now? Who's protecting them?
That is the elephant in the room, and I never said that. I never thought of that. No one that I know brought that up.
Yes. What's happened with that? What's going on? Was that a deal?
Everything you said is true. The Taliban brought production of opium down to almost zero, and then as soon as the, quote, U.S. liberated it, it went up several thousand percent above the previous record to be the biggest production point in the Golden Triangle worldwide of opium, then processed into heroin. You're absolutely right about that. Wow. And then no one discussed when they left. What'd they say? $80 billion in equipment? Some ridiculous amount. I don't even know if I believe that number.
Yep. The most advanced stuff. Just unbelievable equipment there. Yeah, something shady with the whole thing.
And now, high-tech anti-tank weapons and anti-aircraft weapons are showing up on the Texas-Mexico border in cartel hands. Mainstream News confirms it was supposedly sent to Ukraine and then shows up here.
Also shipping through Los Angeles for years from China, going to Chicago, cargo boxes we can't open up that are there in Chicago. All
that's right.
Up and
well,
all
remember what happened like 20 years ago? It's in my first film. It's longer 20 years ago. Front of the L.A. Times. The customs agents disregarded orders, broke in to the shipping containers. They were full of full-auto AK-47s to be shipped to Chicago. Remember that?
Yes, absolutely. It's unbelievable what they're doing to us. And then all these agents coming across the border, all these military-aged men being shipped all around, plus the, 4 billion rounds of ammunition and 17 different dumps around the country now, too?
And 87,000 new IRS agents and the Capitol Police are setting up offices across the country. And the feds say the American people are the enemies and they want a war with us. Let me just tell the feds something. I don't want a war with you ding-dongs. But, I mean, you think that war is going to go well? I mean, look at the Vietnamese, what they did to our hundreds of thousands of troops. And look at what the Ukrainians doing to the Russians. I mean, look, this is a fight none of us want. I don't want to jump in a wood chipper with the feds. Because we have a civil war, the feds and the American people are all going to be inside a garbage disposal together. No thanks. How about we just arrest Bill Gates and George Soros and end all this right now? All right, we'll be right back. Thank you so much, caller.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.